What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. I have a dream. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are again. Yesterday was intense. The problem with your dream, it wasn't big enough. Today, we're going to talk about dreaming big. Look, I just can't tell you that you're not dreaming big enough and not tell you how to begin to dream big. So we're going to help you, friends. We're going to equip you in the next few minutes here on dreaming big. Look, dreaming is the language of God. The truth is, people that dream, people that look further, people that reach are the people that shape this world, right? Even today, when I get on a plane with my son and we're flying in the sky and he's just like, Dad, how do planes do this? I'm not sure, bro. It's just we are in a big tin can in the sky and it works. But we all know that it took the Wright brothers. It took somebody to think, could we ever travel in machines in the sky? I mean, that is crazy, right? That is, there are somebody today, and it ain't me. Somebody today is working on a flying car. Somebody is. Somebody is working on a car that flies. I don't know. Maybe it'll happen, maybe not. We know Google got cars that drive themselves. Look at Steve Jobs, right? That dude had a dream to put a computer in every home in America or whatever, the world. Let me tell you something. If there ain't a computer in every home in America, that is like years ago in the 80s, if you had a computer, it was like, man, you got money, son. You know what I mean? Wow, you got a lot of money to pay for this big computer. Now, if you don't have a computer, we wonder what's wrong with you. That's what dreams do, right? And when it comes to the world for God, people have shaped this world, right? The Great Awakeners came through America and preached a different message. We have heroes in the faith that have come and really impacted our world, right? Shaped our world for God, set the pace for what it is to be a Christian today. And we need to talk about how we're going to begin to dream big, right? And I'm going to tell you, first of all, it's going to begin in your thoughts. Your thought processes matter. And the truth is, what you think you become, right? Dreamers are a select crowd. You're going to look, they have a unique way of envisioning things deeply enough, almost able to see things before they're ever created. Because thoughts are things. We don't realize that. What you think, you become. The Bible says, as a person thinks in their heart, so they are. There could be an argument that what everything in your life that you see is a result of your thoughts, good or bad, right? It's a flat-out argument that could be had. It's interesting because thoughts become experience, right? If you go to buy a car, you realize the salesperson knows that not much they got to do for you. You know what they need you to do? Test drive that junk. Test drive the car, because if you get behind the wheel and you start to experience something that you've been thinking, most likely you're going to close the deal. That's why open houses in real estate are such a powerful tool, because people aren't able to envision their dream of living in a particular home until they see it firsthand, right? And if the home is furnished properly and is visual and it meets the standards, it's all illusion. It's all trying to get your thoughts to line up with what you want, right? Well, I envision myself in a home like this. Is this it? Look, I staged it for you. Yes. Thoughts are powerful. And what you give your thought is like currency, right? It's like money. You want to be careful. Everybody has a budget. I don't care how rich you are. You have a budget, and we all have to budget our money and what we spend it on. It's time you start budgeting your thoughts, because you can't afford to keep wasting your thoughts on things that don't matter. Focus is everything. I can show you two people. They go to the same party. One person focuses on the couple arguing in the back corner, bickering endlessly. And then this guy walks away, says that party was awful because all he saw were people arguing the whole time. another person can go to the same exact party, dance, laugh, meet new people that he's going to now call friends. And he goes home telling everybody he had one of the best nights of his life. Which one is it? It's both. To one person, the whole party got ruined because all they could do was focus on the couple arguing. And to the other person, he determined that he was going to have a great time. And the things that he was thinking happened. It's no different in life. What part of the party do you want to be a part of? If you're negative in nature, you're never going to be able to dream. Dreaming is the so far opposite of negativity. Dreaming isn't even being positive. Dreaming is like creating a magical positive that could one day exist if you'd only believe. Do you know what I'm saying? Like dreaming something so big. I remember years ago when I met people that were successful in like multi-level marketing and stuff, you know, they would want you to literally on your mirror write down the dreams you want, write down the life you want, write down where you want to live, how, you know, what city you want to be in. Do you want to own a boat? It's kind of surface things like that. But you know what it did? Every day it had people looking at a better life. I want this. I want this. I want to live like this. I want to have this kind of peace. I want to be here. I don't want to be there. You know, it's the power of dreaming. And what you focus on, you're going to get more of, no matter what it is we're talking about. If you focus in life, whatever you're focusing on for God, whatever you're focusing on, that is what you're going to begin to take. I had a dream, legit. When I got saved, I started writing down in a book. I just started dreaming so big and writing down everything that I could believe that God could do in my life. And one of the most craziest things happened to me. I'm going to tell you about it after the break.
Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. When I got saved, I grabbed this journal and I started dreaming. I started talking about the churches I wanted to plant and books I wanted to write and how I wanted to travel to such and such amount of nations. Bro, I never left Connecticut until like the age of like 19, other than New York City for bad things. But I was like, man, I'm going to travel. And not only am I going to travel, I'm going to travel the world. And I'm going to do this and all these nations and crusades and souls and this and television and all these things and speak to millions of people and blah, blah, blah. You would have saw it and been like, bro, really? It's a little much. You know what I mean? Like, could you tone it down a bit? And I remember a few years ago, I think I turned 32, 5 years ago, and I found the journal. And when I looked in it, I kid you not, every single thing I wrote came to pass by 32. Every single thing that I wrote happened. And as I'm sitting there looking at this journal going, what am I supposed to do now? I got a phone call. And it was from another pastor friend of mine in California. And he said, James, the craziest thing just happened to me. I found a journal and I realized that everything I've dreamed have already happened in my life and it's time to dream bigger. And I'm like, bro, are you kidding me? Are you like in my room with me? Because that same thing is happening to me right now. I'm sitting over my journal and I'm looking at everything, every single thing to a T. Matter of fact, God blew my mind and did more than what was in that book. And so you know what I had to do that day? I had to dream bigger. My dream wasn't big enough. And I started going, gosh, what else could happen in my life? Like, what else could I do? And I started dreaming. And really, it wasn't a different life. It was more of what I was doing because I was doing what I wanted to do. But it was more of it. You know what I mean? Look, this podcast is part of that. It's more of what I wanted to do. But so many of us aren't reaching. We don't even reach. Forget a journal. We don't even reach. If I sat you down and said, write down the things that are in your heart, the dreams that haven't happened, what are you even writing down? you don't even reach. What you focus on, you will get more of. And if you spin out of control and you're focused on a wall and you're worrying and praying and being full of fear, look, if all you're worried about is hitting a wall in your life, you're going to hit the wall, I promise you, because that's what you're focused on. If you're so focused on being sick and scared of germs, you're going to be sick then. Because what you focus on, no matter what, good or bad, you're going to get more of. And people that dream big, guess what they are? They're focused on their dreams. They live and breathe things that God has put inside of them. They get wide-eyed fantasies about the things that the Spirit's going to come to fruition. They don't give up on their dreams. They fight. They work. They grow. They just dream. Last night, I was with a couple last night. And they're kind of like, you know, I mean, God's blessed them and they're so amazing, and but he's kind of an entrepreneur, so he's taking on some other jobs too and just making sure everything's right. And out of the blue, I'm like, bro, like your wife should do real estate. And it was like something that they kind of thought about. But I'm like, you guys would be amazing together. You, like, that's what she needs to do. And like we had this conversation over ice cream later in the day because she came and we talked to her, and it was something that was already in her heart to do. So literally the very next morning, she's in a real estate class getting her license. I wish you would do something like that. I wish you would dream big enough and start a new project. Like, I don't know. You know what? Some of you just need to sell your house and move, even if it's up the road. Just do something different in your life. Like, just break out of the cycles and start dreaming big. Nothing's going to come easy. That's why you focus for a reason. Grow. Don't stop. Don't let a ceiling hurt you. Don't let a lid stop you. It's dreaming. It's allowing you to receive God's dream. What a person thinks in their heart, so they are. Think differently. I'm telling you how to dream big. Dreaming big is changing your thoughts, and dreaming big is honing in on what you're focusing on. And then when you do, all of a sudden, things will begin to move in the right direction. You don't let go of those ideas. You don't let go of those thoughts. You're willing to work hard. You're willing to pray hard. You're willing to press in. You're willing to touch God. You're willing to change this earth. That's what it is when you begin to dream big. So my question to you is, if I wrote, put a journal in front of you today and I gave you a pen, what are you writing down? What are the things that you want to see in the next 10 to 20 years? This ain't jacked up Tony Robbins positive crap. This is Holy Spirit empowered for the life that God wants you to have. But he can't force you to have that life. You have got to believe for it, dream for it. You know, people say all the time, man, I want your life. No, you don't, bro. You don't want anything to do with my life. Because you're not willing to work and pray and seek God and make that happen. You want a life. I know you don't want my life. You just want a life that is blessed and doing what you love to do. Fine, then get a book out and start writing. Legit, I want you to open your phone up and start dreaming again and build a list. We love you. We're going to finish this up tomorrow. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.